Yeah, I want to speak about probably from last week's parsha, Shavuos. I want to speak about a nekuda with regard to the parsha of Nezirus. The Gemara says in Nedarim Daf Tes, Amar Reb Shimon ben Tzadik, Amar Reb Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik says, Miyamei lechalti Hashem Nozir Tomei. I never ate an Hashem Nozir of somebody who was Tomei. That means a guy who was a Nozir became Tomei after being an Hashem. I never ate it. Rashi says, Gemara says, so, El Pam Echod Bo Adam Echod Nozir Min HaDorim. There was a Nozir from the Dorim. Reisi Ben Esoshi Yifei Einayim. He has nice eyes. Betoiv Roi. Soisov Sudurus Loi Taltalim. His long, curly, beautiful hair down to his shoulders. Amarti loy bini ma'arizu la'ashuk sa'arich za'anoy, such a nice hair, why are you destroying it? You have to go cut it off and put it under the carbon. Amarli, he answered, roya ha'isi la'abba b'iri, I was a shepherd for my father, sheep business. Halachti l'malas mayim in amaya, I went to fill up water from the well. V'nistakalti b'babur shali, I looked in the mirror in the reflection of the well, and I saw how nice I look. Pachas ala Yitzri, and the Yitzahara jumped on me. Rashi says, Mitech Shri Zimayim Tzerosi Kokach Noi, and it's Kabbalah Yitzri. It's interesting. The minute that the guy felt that his guf is epis Hashem Azach, that already was the beginning of the Yitzahara to step into the picture. Epis that the guf was a Choshev Azach. The minute he felt that his guf is epis Hatikha Royal is Skabed, so right away the Yitzahara already started to trask over here. Amarti lo, I told the Rosh, lo matam is gor, why you the Rosh, the Yetzirah, lo matam is gor, b'ayim shen eshecha, what are you mixing in? Yemishu osir li yizrimu v'taleya, in the end I'm going to go to the worms. Havayda, I swear, she galcho shemayim, I'm going to take off the hair. Miyad amarti v'nishakti v'yishu, he kissed him, yirbu kumaycha, be so. So we have this gevaldik nozir shabadorim, who looked at himself in the mirror, for the first time in his life, I say, right? He didn't check every morning to see where his tefillin shereish was, the middle this way, that way, or for other reasons he didn't look in the mirror, right? And he looked in the mirror and he felt that this is guf starting to act up. So he said to the Eitz Ahara that I'm going to take the sar and we makdish it HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it on the Mizbech. She became a Nozir. Al Gal Chol HaShemayim. I'm going to... And he waited, he became a Nozir, then he brought the Hashem, then he shaved it off. So there's interesting horror. L'chayra, if he felt that his beautiful hair is what's causing him the Yetzirah, and he was a Zak Hanoi, he said, I'm going to fight the Yetzirah, because what he should have done was, he should have on the spot taken a scissor, and cut off the hair, go to the haircut over here, ask him for number one or zero. It's cheaper. And get rid of the hair again. Oh, you see, it's a horror. Finished. What's this whole thing? He has to become a Nazir and go to the base of Migdash and they shave it up with Shamayim. They put it under the Mizbech. They cook it with under the Yevamos, remember? Under the Dud. What's the whole tumult? Cut it off, finish it, it's all again. The Pshat is a state of big limud. The limud is that a person has kirchas and nefesh. A person has taivis. A person has yetzahoris. A person has ritzainis. A person can't get rid of the ritzainis that a person has. What a person could do is, a person could take the kirchas and nefesh that he has. A person has energy. He has desires. A person has desire for gishmak, right? Everyone has a desire for gishmak. The reason why a person has a desire for gishmakkeit is because the neshama was created. The neshama is a pleasure seeker. Because Baruch Hu created a person to pleasure, nervous. Because Baruch Hu didn't have in mind pizza and ice cream and money and marble floors and jacuzzis. That's not what Kosh Baruch Hu had in mind.
Kosh Boko had a mind, Evel Haba. But the Etzem Neshama is a pleasure seeker. Or Chaim HaKadosh writes that if a person would be able to feel the Geshmak of Torah, he would run like a Meshuggah down the street. How many see him? You saw the Meshuggah running down the street over here, in this area. Iftik. You let him out for there too. I was looking for a cigarette. Is that Geshmak, right? The same way you see something in Shtibla, a guy is desperate for, you can see, give a cigarette. In that Geshmak, you would look for a Torah. They say, oh, Chaim HaKadosh. You would run down the street like Meshuggah. That's how Geshmak it is. So the neshama, by nature, is a pleasure seeker. Now, when you take the neshama, you mix it with the goof misreads the signals and says, hey, one pleasure, go to Jerusalem too, we'll feed the neshama a slice of pizza, and that'll be the pleasure, and that'll be good. That's the shah, by the way. Why do people run after COVID? Because the neshama, which is a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimal, is COVID. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called COVID. But again, the goof misinterprets it. Why do people run marathons and climb Mount Everest? But what's much is the go up and go down with oxygen tanks? What did you say at home? What are you getting climbing now? You get to that. What do you do then? Right? Is why do people do it? Because it's a sense of accomplishment. Why does a guy with $1 billion, why doesn't he go retire and play golf the rest of his life? Because it gives him a sense of accomplishment. What does he have from another $1 billion? It makes him feel that he's doing something. Why does a person have a need to do something? It's always been bothering me since I'm a little boy. People run marathons and people do things. What are you doing? What else am I doing? It's been fun! Right? It's a sense of accomplishment. Where does that need for a sense of accomplishment come from? It comes from the neshama. The neshama wants to accomplish. The neshama wants to do things. So all the drives that we have, whether it's for COVID, whether it's for taiva, whether it's for pleasure, whether it's to accomplish, all rooted in very, very deep kechas and nefesh that a person has. Depends what you do with them. You can use them for this, you can use them for that. When a guy looks in the mirror and he sees, I feel good about myself, right? So, you can feel good about yourself, you can say, I'm something, I can accomplish things, I can do mitzvahs, I can do chasadim, I can turn over the world, I can be ma'abed tzayra, I can help people, I can teach people, I can bring up my kids. Chvi nefesh, right? Or you can look in the mirror and say, yeah, chvi nefesh, say it. Pass the brush, pass the comb. That's it, right? You can put it's the same ich bin epis. It's the same ich bin epis. Or your curly hair and your blue eyes are nice. That's one way of ich bin epis, right? Straighten out your tie, stand in front of the mirror 15 minutes like a girl, straightening out his tie, this way, that way, doing it again. Not too big, not too small. Now there's a thing, I think not so big, something. It's a whole science it became, right? Because the pshat is, it's the same way ich bin epis. You feel yourself, right? But what do you do with the feeling that you have yourself? So the etzem is after the person feels that ich bin epis, right? The ich bin epis is the gewalde gezach. This is gewalde Hashem levadei. Of course you're epis. You're not only epis, you're the epis. But the pshat is, depends what you do with it. You can spill it and waste it on your... What does it say over here? Einayim noyes, toy voy, yifei einayim, v'ktzot zadusa. You can do it on a, you can use that feeling that I'm special and waste it on a new belt. On a different suit, on a different pair of glasses. I had to be in an eyeglass store last week. My daughter's being gaben. There's a chuchik over there, barely still out to shave, negotiating a contract on a pair of glasses, which for me is an astronomical sum, almost 3,000 shekel. And it's there, I don't know if we bar pockets, that's almost like a mortgage. And mitajay. I wanted to slap him, push it. I held myself back in Bekreshkes. I didn't want to go to jail. I push it, held myself back, slapping. It was true to you. There's Rachmanis on him. It'll be a double Rachmanis if I slap him. You hear? He's already Rachmanis. That's the shot. The shot is, he's special. There was once a bracha here who came and was wearing blue frames. So I told him, what are you doing wearing blue frames over here? He says, what do you mean? There's 4,000 people here. I want to be special. How am I going to stand out? So everyone's laughing. We were all laughing at ourselves. Because we're all like that. Everyone wants to be special. Because the neshama is miyuchid. The neshama is levadli. Everyone wants to be special. What do you want to do with your specialness? So he looked in the reflection and he said, oh yeah, I have kreches and nefesh. So what do you do? To go cut off the hair, that's what we would do, right? Right, we're going to fight the hair tomorrow, take a scissor, cut it off. That's nothing. That's no meaning. What do you do? In 5 minutes, the hair will go back. And you'd be lighter. You look in the mirror again and you say, oh, I have nice hair again. One-time actions of bang and we're finished, that doesn't do anything. Yeah, we'll go back. He took off the hair. Very good.
What he said was,
I'm going to take the hair and I'm going to magdish it and take it off Lashamayim in the base of Mikdash. Those are the gear on. I have Kirkus and Efesh. A guy says, okay, fine, no more Kirkus and Efesh. Here, garnish, Snarshka. That doesn't help. Snarshka, no, 5 minutes, won't be Snarshka again. You walk by another suit store, and Nachashena suit door, Nachashena car. Right? That's nothing. One time, we're always busy with one time projects, right? Take off. Doesn't help, there's no meaning. Leave the hair, leave where it is. But let's take the kreches of the hair and use it to build the lashamayim. You feel about yourself, but I'm going to be magdish of lashamayim. There's no chacham to cut off the hair in a one-time thing. That's a one-time thing. 5 minutes later, the Yetzirah comes back. The krech of the nazirus was that he understood that I'm going to take it. I'm going to channel the kreches and nefesh that I have. I'm going to take my hair and I bring it to the base of Mikdash. I'm going to be magdish the kreches and nefesh. That I feel good about myself. Seder, I'm going to go nutzerais, I'm going to go use it to accomplish things, to do things. I'm going to take it to the base of Mikdash. I saw Gevaldik Adir. At the end of the parasha in Nezirus, it says, V'hein if Oysa Kray Teruf of Hashem, Kray Yishu Kray Yishu Kray the Acher, when he finishes everything, he's not a nozer anymore, right? Yishta ha-nozer yoyin, the nozer drinks wine. But he's not a nozer anymore. What's with Acher Yishta nozer yoyin? He's not a nozer anymore, he's Ois nozer. State though that the whole purpose of the Nazirus, a guy had a taiva, a guy felt he was not in good shape. The purpose of the Nazirus is not that the rest of your life you're not going to drink wine, you won't shave. The purpose of the Nazirus is that at the end, v'acha yishtam nozir yayin, in the end you should drink wine. In the end you should live in Olam Hazeh, you should live with the Ritzonis of a Dua like a Nazir. Is the whole matara of the whole parasha is v'acha yishtam nozir yayin, that the Nazir should drink wine. Take the kachas and nefesh that you have and be magdish to the kodesh baruch hu. There's no chokhmah in not drinking wine. You have a need to drink wine. There's a time that a person has to drink wine. Or do it as a nazir does it. And that's the matorah. The matorah is to take the kachas that a person has, not to fight the person's kachas. Everyone's busy trying to destroy themselves. You can't. You can't fight kachas that you have. A person has a cheshik for pleasure. Take the cheshik that you have for pleasure and give it for a tesis. Give it for a rasba. Give it for a tesis. A person has a cheshek for accomplishment. Use it for things that have meaning. A person has a cheshek to be special. Use it on something that's lasting. And that's the inyan of v'achin yishta nozir yoyin, that to take all the things that we have in this world and mimekadish them and use them for the right things and channel them in the right direction. That's something that's lasting, that's something that has meaning, that's something that a person can keep.